Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Good of Cattle Facts with us. We're back with Kevin in just a moment.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
At this past week's Summer Cattle Industry Conference, had the opportunity to visit with Senior Market Analyst for Cattle Facts, Kevin Good. And Kevin talked about with us the historic nature of cattle prices here in 2014. He says it has been quite a ride.
You know, we're exciting times here as we go into the second half of 2014. You know, we're enjoying record high values for all classes of cattle, and you know, the Fed market's probably the most challenging as you analyze that today, because we've had a tremendous run-up over the last few weeks. The market, from a momentum indicator standpoint, is extremely overbought. Fed values as a percentage of retail are extremely wide. These would suggest that the Fed market probably has a setback as we think about the next few weeks. It's still going to stay historically strong, but here in this mid-160s area might be kind of a spot that we have some trouble pushing through or even maintaining as we through the second half of the year. Second half of the year still good, probably sell more cattle in the 150s to low to mid-160s than where we're at today. Yeah, you know, the yearling and calf market, though, very well supported. You start with the yearling market today and trading about 220 on a U.S. average on a 7.5 weight steer. With grain values moving lower the way they have, the back end of the Fed board trading between 155 and 160, that does support about a 220 yearling. So they should be well supported going through the second half of 2014. Calf values, you know, we're sitting here about 255 U.S. average on a 5.5 weight steer calf. Again, lower input cost as we think about corn, think about improved moisture conditions and roughage supplies as we go into the fall and winter. All those should be very supported to calf values holding on at near present levels going forward, too.
Lofty levels right now and for the remainder of 2014, according to Kevin Good. Kevin, what about 2015, though? What do you see into next calendar year?
If you just look strictly at supply and demand, so the supply side of the market will have tighter beef supplies in 15. So, you know, assuming what you've done year to date is real from the demand side, you could make the argument that you should average higher in 15 than you do 14. And so that's where you start your base. You know, there's some challenges out there, and I think we all recognize that, as I illustrated, we'll have more pork and poultry production next year, so total meat supplies in 15 could actually be larger. And so there's some challenges there as we think about the demand side of the market with the price points between the different proteins. So, yes, the supply side does definitely feel like we can continue to average higher in 15, but there's some other factors out there that say, well, maybe we're getting about the top end of this range.
Senior Market Analyst for the Cattle Facts Organization, Kevin Good. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.